Hi guys, it's your hosts Matilda,
Hadiza,
and Imama,
and you're listening to the Amiibo Interludes. Hi guys, welcome back to our very first Amiibo interlude of this season. How have your weeks been?
It's been okay, non-eventful.
Why is everybody so quiet today?
I don't know where I am. There's like a thunderstorm coming.
Oh damn, and you have something today?
Yeah, so I think we just go and come back. Oh my gosh, last week there was a thunderstorm and I lost power.
Hey, Saskatchewan, they've
But I mean, but like, it was just in the night. Like, I wouldn't have known if not, like, that I woke up at 4 a.m. Because, like, I randomly wake up at 4 a.m. sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I woke up at 4 and I was like, I don't get, why is my light off? Because I slept with the lights on because I was like, I think it was like one of my first few nights sleeping alone. So I slept with the lights on. And then I was like, I don't understand. Somebody entered my house to turn off my lights. Then I realized that it was a thunderstorm.
How long was it off for?
It wasn't off for too long. I think maybe like 3-4 hours. Like 3 hours, I think.
But yeah. You're Nigerian, you should be used to this.
Exactly. Literally just went back to sleep. Like, right. I called them and I was like, cause like, I didn't see any outage on their website. So I called them and I was like, guys, I don't get what's happening. And they were like, oh yeah, like, you know, they have their people fixing it. So I was like, sure. And I literally just went back to sleep. And when I woke up, it was back.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Anyways, there's outages in Ottawa sometimes too. So I guess, but yeah. What are the odds that when you move, that's when it sounds like something.
It sounds like it's something that happens frequently.
Exactly. <you know? laughs> The fact that they didn't even update their website, they were like, you guys should know.
No, I think, I mean, like, usually, but like, if there are thunderstorms in Ottawa, there's also usually power outage. So I think it's just the thunderstorm.
Like, it's usually recorded.
Yeah, I don't know. It's usually like, recorded here Nepal as well. Because, like, when you look at their website, it's always recorded. But I think it's because, like, I cut it early. Like, I think it probably happened right when I woke up. Mm-hmm. So I called them and they were like, they just sent people out. So I think I probably just cut it early.
Okay.
Yeah.
My week's been good, too. I just came back from my travels.
Oh, nice.
And got to see, like, a little bit of, like, what part of Canada is that? Western Canada?
It is the west.
That's such Calgary.
I don't know Alberta, if Sask is the west, but Alberta is the west. I don't know if Sask is the west.
If Alberta is the west, then Saskatoon has to be the west as well.
Okay. Yeah, and like,
I don't know if it's the west though. I'm saying if Alberta is, then Saskatoon probably is as well.
Do your Googles. We don't know. but yeah, it was just interesting to see the differences between like Ontario and there.
What was the major one difference?
There's just space. Like in Ontario, it seems like everything is packed. Like,
but there's space in Ottawa too.
Really?
Not really.
You'll see the difference.
Oh, compared to
even their roads are wider.
Yeah. Generally.
Mama, are you driving there?
Yes, now.
Why?
Oh, you got a car. Did you move your car? Sorry.
Oh, no, I'm so happy. Like, I moved my car. Yeah, I'm so happy that, like, I literally, because, like, there was a time where I was actually considering just, like, selling my car, like, just using the bus, but nah, like, bruh.
The bus system might not be as good as Ontario's. Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know what the bus system is like, but, like, just the convenience of having my car, please.
And winter.
Exactly. Even though I have to charge my car.
Tell them what we found out about cars in winter.
So, apparently, in this side of the country, you have to charge your cars. Like, you have to...
Overnight.
Charge your cars overnight in the winter. If not, it can pack up. So, that means you
charge.
Should not start.
What do you mean, charge?
Morning.
Like, plug your car to an electric supply or something. I guess maybe, like, heat it up.
It's because of how cold it
cold.
Is.
It's called a block heater.
Oh, okay.
How cold does it get there?
Yeah.
Up to minus 45.
It gets up to minus 45. Yeah,
that's suffering. No, you want to take bus? Hey,
yeah, that's what I was like. Nah, you couldn't have done it.
Yeah, I know. But oh my gosh, so I went to go ask for the price of this block heater thing, and made the price that quoting me.
How much?
A girl was stressed. They said $275.
And now, what did you think?
It makes sense.
I was thinking it was like $50.
I thought Imam was going to say like
$5,000.
If it was $5,000, I literally would just sell my car. What? That's like half of my car. Price, okay, it's not half of my
but
car
you
price,
can probably
still.
Sell it or buy a used one.
I don't know if you can buy a used one. Honestly, and I don't want to buy a used one. Let me just buy the one I decided to buy.
Yeah.
Before the middle of winter would now come, and then I'll buy out and I'll be So it's okay.
It was actually so funny. We went to pick up your mama's car and they were asking us, oh, do you have a plug? He said, sorry.
I even said, oh, the car is not electric. What do you mean?
Yeah, your mama was like, oh, no, it's not. It uses gas. He said, no, that's not what I mean.
I was like, okay.
Honestly,
they don't prepare you for
Ontario gets cold, but that's different.
And it's actually funny because when I was in Ontario, like I always parked like underground, so my car probably didn't never even really experienced that much cold, to be honest.
But the fact that they don't even sell it with the car, because I think they actually sell the plugs with the car.
Yeah, here they sell it with the car.
But yeah, I don't know if you guys have seen, like, what we're doing, Abibor, here. Let's start with Nigerian news so we can get on to brighter things later in the episode. Yeah, because, I mean, let's get over the bad news first and then go on to brighter things, like actual gist, because, you know, Nigeria. Did you guys see that Saudi Arabia is mass hiring Nigerian doctors in the middle of a strike?
Yep. They're packing them in Ghana must go.
They said this is the... Someone tweeted, this is the level of pettiness I want to be. Like, literally, they held a mass event where over 500 Nigerian doctors attended.
But if you hear how much they make in... I don't know about Saudi Arabia, but in Dubai, like, if you hear how much Nigerian doctors or, like, doctors in general make in Dubai, like, literally, it's like times three of... or times five of what you even make in Canada or like the States.
Really?
No, Saudi like Arabia has been
money.
Yeah, like even for it's Saudi ridiculous. Arabia. Prior to this, I had heard a couple of people say, oh, go to Saudi Arabia if you're a doctor. Some, like a doctor is talking about their career and they say at some point they were in Saudi.
Oh, it's a thing.
I guess it's somewhat to some degree.
Like all I've heard is that they make like so much money, but like it's like you make lots of money, but I guess there's also like citizen. Social life and like you can never be a citizen, like, you know, all these things.
Yeah, but racism potentially. Like, dream is to make money and then still come back. So like.
Yeah, so that's what some people do. Like they just go work for like years. Make money, save up, and like literally leave.
Yeah, I mean, like when I was reading an article, they said some doctors, first of all, they haven't paid them in like 6 months or something like that. And I think they said the minimum rate or something like that was 30,000 naira. Someone correct me. That's
30,000 naira for what? For a month?
For nurse?
Yeah.
For medical person. Even for nurses, it's really small.
Even for cleaner, like 30,000.
No, it's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And like this has been happening for a while. We should probably do a full episode on this, like the brain drain going on in Nigeria. But like, how can you not pay doctors?
You
like,
know what's interesting?
Lives.
I read that one of the, I don't remember which politician or ministers was like, I mean, we can't pay you if you're not working. Because a lot of them are obviously fighting against their low pay. He's now quoting Constitution to say Constitution says if you are not working, then you don't get paid. But it's like, but
they
you
were
didn't
already
pay us
not
before.
Being paid. Yeah,
yeah. So it's how convenient.
This doesn't make sense. Like these are people that save lives, you know.
And this is the fourth, apparently this is the fourth strike since COVID started, because I think they asked them to increase the hazard pay and give them insurance, because since the beginning of the year, about 19 doctors have died, in at least the recorded ones have died. And they're like, okay, first of all, you're not paying us. Second of all, if we die, our family is not insured. So what am I doing here? Like, do you get? And like, it's such a hard profession that you absolutely need to be in a right mental state to do the
work.
Yeah,
to do that. Like, imagine like going to the hospital and you're just vexing. You just got stabbed.
Stab your intestine.
Yeah, I beg this one. They don't need it. Let me remove it. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I was also reading this other article that was saying that Nigeria, like even in its budget, we under budget for our medical field. So I think it's 4% of the budget that we allocated to healthcare this year, where the African Union recommends at least 15%. So all this money that they're using for Aso Rock upkeep, but like the doctors are not being paid. And when Buhari is sick, he goes on his influencer holiday. days. So it's just like, I feel like it's not being prioritized because the people that can make a difference in the policies are not being affected. So right now, the private hospitals are still running. So if you had the money to go to a private hospital, yeah, you might probably not care. It's like public, federal run hospitals that are being affected by this.
The middle class and lower class are the ones in shambles.
Exactly. Literally, people cannot afford to go to these private hospitals. And I was
literally five times the amount.
Yeah, I was reading stories of them turning back COVID-19 patients. People that have cancer are trying to get treatment.
Really?
Stop it. If you get it, you get it. But yeah, the country is in shambles.
Yeah, like I don't.
Honestly,
I really
Nigeria.
Don't know. Yeah, honestly.
Prayers up.
Honestly.
Because.
Like, honestly.
And this is just one of the many issues going on in Nigeria. Like, sometimes you just read the news and you're like, I don't even know where to start from. Because it feels like from north, east, south, west, there's a problem. So I don't even know.
Especially if you haven't read the news in a while. I hadn't actually read the news in a while. And then I read this and I was like, what? This is stressful. This is very stressful.
Do you think a lot of people in the diaspora are actually just ignoring
things? I think so. I think people are actually just tired.
I wonder if people in Nigeria also are ignoring the news.
If you are in a position where you can, like, I mean, the people who are affected can't ignore the news.
What can you do? No, but what can they actually do? If I don't ignore it, I will now read this and I'll still get heart attacks.
But then it's not about... Okay, news in general. Because the thing is, even if they're ignoring the news, they're still being affected. So they know what's happening, kind of thing.
I mean, yeah, I feel like they know what's happening. But I don't think they're actively, like, searching for it.
Yeah, but Hadiza's situation, like, she's saying she literally didn't know anything that was going on.
No,
I guess if you're in the middle of it, there's some things that you absolutely can't ignore because it will actually affect you.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't even know. What does us even knowing? Dude,
that's what I'm saying. That's literally what I'm saying. It's like, even if you know, like, what can you actually do with that information except or be stressed?
They're taking us to a place of hopelessness. I don't know.
They've already taken us there. I don't know.
Honestly, pray for Nigeria, y'all.
This is so sad. I hate the way we sound right now.
Honestly, I hate it, but I don't know. Yeah. But I guess this is a call out to people because, as you can see, the healthcare is not amazing. So maybe this is an agenda. And again, everybody has the choice and whatever. But I would advise that now that the vaccines are available in Nigeria, perhaps take it because the doctors are not even available. So, Kanikpe, you got this COVID-19 and you need treatments. Who are you going to? Take the vaccine. The pros outweigh the cons because a lot of people are saying, what if they are putting microchip? Do you want to now be the only one in a zombie apocalypse that is sensible?
I'm screaming.
Just join us if we're going to become zombies. I really think, what do you guys think about the COVID vaccine passports? Because a lot of people are getting upset as, like, governments are implementing it.
What government has implemented it? I'm really curious.
France?
The UK?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Parts
I think
of,
Canada is also yeah, looking to
some
do
provinces.
It as well.
Yeah.
Well.
So the way I see it is that I get where they're coming from, but I don't know that I like it.
You don't,
but
like
I get
the
it.
Passports.
Yeah, it's like I don't know.
My
like
question is, what are they using the passport for? Like, as in how do they? It depends on how they plan
to see
on
if
using
people to see if people have COVID, and then
so who?
No. If they have
sorry, not have COVID. So to see people who have.
I was like, how?
I was like, yeah. So see
my question is,
then
who?
If you,
who is planning on using it? Would it be health officials? Will it be
so that's
the
thing.
General
so right
public?
Now they're saying, so from what we've seen, they said, like, you know, restaurants, schools, banks, like,
that's
literally almost
mad.
Everywhere.
That's why
like,
it's
literally
mad.
Almost everywhere. So, like,
but
I feel
like
that's
I
why
feel
it's
like...
like
your actual human rights, for example, going to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Like, if you need treatment at the hospital, no one's going to discriminate against that. But...
Yeah.
Personally, I don't know. But I think that if they don't implement it, what's going to happen is we're going to continue just going into lockdown after lockdown after lockdown. And, like, people that are vaccinated are like, why do we have to suffer for people that have already made the decision? It's like, it's good that nobody is, like, necessarily forcing you not to
take the vaccine. Okay, but wait, 1 second. But the thing is that, like, and I actually also heard this from other people. It's like, they're like, people are saying that they're not forcing them to take the vaccine. But by doing this, where it's like, you're essentially stopping them from going out to eat and from doing all these things, you're essentially forcing them. Like, that's in a way... forcing their hand, right? Because it's like, for instance, in a lot of schools in Ontario now, you literally can't go to school unless you're vaccinated.
Even before this
I know, but it's like, what I'm trying to say is that ultimately it's like, it's still forcing them. Like, it's still forcing their hand. The thing is,
there are some people in the population who actually cannot even get the vaccine because of, like, maybe they are, like, maybe allergies or so they can't even get the vaccine at all.
In your passport, that can be indicated.
No, but what I'm saying is, so the passport thing, the reason why the government is looking for sneaky ways to get as much people vaccinated as possible.
Sneaky, because people will be triggered.
No, okay, sorry. Ways for people to the general public, as much people to be vaccinated as possible, is to protect those who actually can't
get it,
can't be vaccinated, and also, you know, they will suffer if they get COVID, obviously. So I think you're doing, like, I think generally, like, if you can take the vaccine, you should. I think you're doing it's like
you're doing a public favor,
you help your neighbor, you know, be a good citizen kind of thing. That's how I see it. And I think, though I'm kind of iffy about, like, you know, restaurant, I'm like, who now will, that's why I asked who is going to have access to you. Because if you're blocking someone from using all services, then I don't know. But
yeah, like, I feel like that's the thing. Like, I feel like another thing. But another thing is, like, they're like, oh, you can't get on planes and stuff like that. Like, even, like, interprovince. And it's like, that is kind of like stopping them from being able to transport from, like, one part of the country in the same country. So it's like, I feel like for me, like I said, I get why they're doing what they're doing. Like, looking at it, I can see it and it makes sense. But I think, like, maybe there are other ways that they can implement it. I'm not sure what those ways are.
A lot of people that are against it are always like, there's other ways. But what if people just get tests?
Like, for instance, like in Ontario, they're like, you can't go to school if you're vaccinated. But in Saskatchewan, they're like, you can come, but you have to get tested weekly. So it's like, that's another way that I think honestly makes sense. Like, I have no qualms with this way at all. Like, I think that makes total sense to me. You get that weekly test if you don't want to get vaccinated. Even though, I mean, like, I also recommend, like, everybody gets vaccinated. But it's like, if you don't want to, then you get that
weekly test. And the weekly test should be on your tab.
Exactly. And literally, you upload the weekly test every single time, and you can come to school or do what it is I want to do. So if you want to travel, you get that test, and then you can, like, travel. Because it's like, at the end of the day, from what we've seen about, like, COVID and the Delta variants and stuff like that, it's like, if you're vaccinated, you can still catch the thing, and, like, you know, you can still, like, spread it around, right? So it's like, I don't know. It's like, I mean, like I said, I get why they're doing what they're doing, but I think that there may be other ways that they can maybe look into it before implementing what is the one to implement.
I have another, just as you said that, like, a couple of things popped into my head. I think it's also thinking long term, because I think what a lot of people have offered in opposition to just taking the vaccines are very, very short term and sometimes not even really implementable, because what are the odds? What's the feasibility of being able to test everyone all the time weekly? Like, do we have enough materials, first of all, for every single person?
But it's not everyone, though. It's for people who are not choosing to not be vaccinated.
Okay, but then how many people are those if this is not an option that is almost not coerced, I don't want to use coerced, like, if everybody was given the choice, what's to say that it's not majority of people that are going to choose not to take it? That's one.
Well, I mean, just based off on the rate of the people right now in the country or even in the province that are vaccinated, it's most people already.
But do you know that a lot of people are also getting vaccinated because of those rules that they are putting in place? Like, I know someone that was like, oh yeah, I'm going to eventually take the vaccine, but I'm going to wait for whatever reasons. I don't know what they're waiting for. But then their workplace was like, we're coming in person, so you guys need to be vaccinated. And the person is going to get it. Do you get what I mean?
But that's interesting. though, because even workplaces that are like saying that they're going to like lay people off, like, I don't know. I think it's like, I don't know.
Like, people are complaining about healthcare. Like, people that work in healthcare are upset that they're not letting them work while they're unvaccinated. But I'm like, but you're putting people that are already...
Not healthcare. Like, for instance, in healthcare, those ones, I think they should get vaccinated. But, like, for instance, in a place where it's like Matilda, where we work, if they're like, oh... you know, we have the option of coming back into the office. And I have actually seen some offices where, like, if you're not vaccinated, they're going to lay you off. Mm-hmm. Like, those kind of offices where it's like, okay, I mean, technically, I only pose a risk to my coworkers. So let me continue working from home, right? If I don't want to get vaccinated. But they're like, no. Because there's a potential of you ever coming into the office, we need you to get vaccinated. If not, we'll lay you off. But then it's like, okay, what if I'm like, okay, I'll just get tested before I have to come in. Like, it's things like that. Like, in general, like, I get them implementing this on, like, you know, some, in like some sectors and stuff like that. But when it starts coming down to it, I don't know. It's like something about it just rubs me the wrong way.
Well, I feel like even in the, I hear you. I really do hear you. I almost understand the plight of like people that are anti-vaxxers or just like not wanting to be vaccinated because that's their choice. But I think it's just, we are at a place where it's not just affecting you, right? And like, yes, okay, don't get vaccinated and stuff, but then you are now almost a petri dish for the virus to also
mutate.
I was listening to this podcast and they mentioned that the Delta variant is currently the most dangerous one that exists, variant that exists, but it's not the worst possible variant.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, like, vaccinated people can also get it, but then the likelihood, you get my drift.
Likelihood of dying from it,
first of all, if more people keep getting it, the health system also collapses if it's too overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Etc. It's if the ICUs are also at their peak. So right now in Canada, majority of the people in the ICU are unvaccinated COVID-19 yeah, people. Keep in mind that those people are taking up space for people with other illnesses. It's not just COVID-19 people that need the ICUs. So it's like, yes, this is a choice that you have made. But if you had made the choice on the other side, you could have saved another life that needed the ICU where it could not have been a choice. Do you get what I mean? So,
yeah, no, like, yeah. I mean, like I said, I think in general, like, I get the idea. Like, in general, I'm like, okay, I see what they're doing and I get it. But I don't know, like, I think, like, just like, I don't know, something about it is just rubbing me like the wrong way. But in general, it's like, I get what they're doing. And I get why they're doing what they're doing. Like, you know, everything you said makes sense to me, but I feel like there might be other ways that they can implement this that might be better. Like, I mean, whether it's like, you know what, in the meantime, we'll do this. And like, you know, we'll think about like, you know, a better long-term plan. I literally, I'm not 100% sure what it looks like long-term. I've mentioned like, you know, potential short-term options, but it's like long-term, I'm not 100% sure what it looks like, but I don't know. I think like I can see why people are like, this is absolutely taking away their freedom. Like I can see why people are like upset about that. So long story short, it's like, I know a lot of people are like, oh no, like I'm always on both sides. But I mean, long story short, I can see both sides. It's like, I get why the government is doing what they're doing, but I can also see why people are like, this is taking away their freedom. So I think there is a middle ground here where like, I'm not 100% sure what that looks like, but I think there's a world where, I don't know, the government implements something that could potentially work for both sides and would also reduce.
I don't think so, because the truth is, I don't think so. Because this place that they're going with like the vaccinations only really work when it's like majority and a good majority of the people are vaccinated. So this long-term solution they've offered, it's not really a middle ground. The middle ground I see, for example, is if they implement these vaccine passports, you know, in the places that you can't, there may be like unvaccinated people can start having their own social gatherings, for example. I don't know.
Okay, but do you see how that already looks?
But what I mean is, just don't, as of right now, where we're still in a pandemic, why don't you just stay at home? You've made the decision to not take the vaccine. Just stay at home. Like, don't increase the likelihood of this thing spreading. If you have made your decision to not take it, make the decision also to be responsible, because I think it's unfair to put other people at risk or take up space in the ICU where it's a choice that you have made. I see where they can say that it's taking away their rights, but staying home doesn't mean that you don't have the right to live or to essential services and stuff like that. You still do.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, no, I 100% agree. Like, with stay at
even
home.
If you stay at home until this thing becomes not a pandemic, because the world has seen pandemics before, you just have to kind of like wait until like it's been reduced to a level where we can manage it, where it's not like, you know, for example, the flu. I'm not a scientist, again, don't quote me, but I do believe that if we can control it, it can be more manageable. And these people, they've always been anti-vaxxers for a lot of things, but mm-hmm. there's ways to manage this thing. But if people keep pushing back, and if we keep doing, I personally think that it's because of this wishy-washy thing and people trying to be on both sides. Like, the government is not taking a more stern stance on either side. Like, if you want mm-hmm. us to be outside and to just let the best man live, then let's go for it. Don't do the wishy-washy, because, and I hate to use China as an example, but you can see when, like, I don't know, man, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, honestly, I feel like I get what you're saying. Like, personally, like, I do think that, like, you know, if you don't want to take the vaccine, you should stay at home. Like, I do think that, I think stay at home, like, you know, keep yourself safe, keep other people safe, since, like, you know, you don't want to do what it is that they've told you to do that will keep all of us safe. But, like, I think, like, for me, like I said, where it gets iffy is, like, I think honestly the main thing for me, like, when it said, like, when they said restaurants, I was like, order food in. Like, I mean, I was just like, eh, you know, whatever, order food in. It's when they said that they can't travel, like, within Canada. That's when I was like, okay,
but they
can't wait.
Drive, Imama. Nobody's standing.
Martina, who's going to drive from Ontario to Saskatoon?
Imama, again, this is a decision that they have made. Like, we're not stopping your movement entirely, but when you are flying, you are in an enclosed space. Yes, the
and that's
air
what
does
I'm saying
circulate
in cases
and
like
everything.
That, there can be, like, other options.
Like what?
Like I said, like, you get tested, because, like, it's not every day you're going to fly. Like, for instance, like, we're in a restaurant, you go to a restaurant more frequently. So I'm like, okay, that one, stay at home, like, you know, order food in. But we're flying, it's not every single day.
Do you know, they've, wow, I think we're going on. We should probably end this.
Okay, we should probably, like, stop it here. But I don't know, I feel like,
they've been doing this for a while, but people are faking these things and still traveling with COVID, right?
People are faking vaccination passports?
No, their tests.
You know, it's interesting. I was just about to say, what if people fake
their vaccination passports? I think, honestly, people that fake their tests, I think those people should absolutely get, like, heavily fined. I think so. Because that's just, like,
but they would have already infected someone and the person might have died. So at the end of the day, it's still life that is lost.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, like I said, I get it. I don't know. Like, this is just, to me, this is, like, a very, very iffy topic. Like, because it's, like, on one end, like, I fully, truly get what they're trying to do. But on another, not even end, because, like, I don't think I'm on the end where I'm like, oh, they shouldn't do it. I'm not even on that end. But, like, on another, like, you know, slight middle, I'm like, I think there are other ways that this can be done. But I don't know. It's iffy for me, to be honest. That's just kind of, I guess maybe I don't have a solid stance on this one. But that's, like, where I hover.
In Nigeria, doctors are on strike, so do us smart. But on to lighter topics, you guys. Let's try. Jermaine, so let's try. Did you see Jermaine fighting?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I loved it so much.
Really?
Why?
Yeah. You should beat him.
Did you even know the guy? Okay, so for context, people that don't know, Jermaine is a Nollywood actor, and this other guy, Uche Madwagu, I didn't know him. I don't know him at all.
Yeah, but I don't know him either.
But apparently, so, like, he was on the internet making one of his videos. Apparently, this is something he does often. And he was saying, we don't know how people make their money, that Jermaine is something about EFCC. Maybe he's, like, a ritualist or a fraud boy or whatever.
What?
And Jermaine...
That's what I said. Jermaine
showed up. Jermaine pulled up. Jermaine said, okay, let's take it off the internet.
For me, I'm like, how did he know his house? Like, as in,
apparently, they followed
so
his people or something like that.
Because I'm curious as to what the logistics of that video was. That's what I was thinking. Like, how did this happen?
Honestly, the reason why I loved it so much was because, like, for me, it just kind of made me feel like, G-Mike and his characters were one.
I swear. Like, yeah.
It's not like I was watching a Nollywood movie. Exactly. Loki.
The way he was talking, his mannerisms, he was literally exactly like he would in like those movies.
Which one came first? The roles or G-Mike?
No, G-Mike definitely came first.
I think G-Mike came first, but I think the roles enhanced him small. I think it gave me a little bit of flair.
Okay, I thought it was the only when I was going through watching the video, I was just like, dang, this is drama. Like, this is dramatic. This is
like, bro, when he pushed the guy down, and I was like, I love it. I absolutely love it.
The guy said, oh, sue me.
I swear, when they were holding him back, I thought it was going to be one of those fights where they're like, he's looking as if he's going to fight, but then
he
waits
for his people to...
He actually punched him. Abby pushed him.
He pushed the people holding him back.
I was like, first of all, how do you even have that much energy? But I love it.
So the guy generally just slanders celebrities. Is that what he does? Yeah, is he a celebrity that slanders other celebrities, or is he just like
a Hollywood actor? But I've never seen him in anything. So
I mean, that's what he said, though. Like, for instance, like the reason why I also said like I liked it was because like I don't know him like that, but I went on his page, and honestly, he just seems like an absolute nuisance.
Yeah,
like literally, his page is just full of him like criticizing people. Like, that's what his page is full of. And like, somebody like that deserves like a good slap to reset their brain.
Mama, why violence?
I mean, once in a while, I just want to slap, just reset them. I'd be all right.
Yeah, but I think they've settled the whole thing. But on the topic of Nollywood, have you guys seen King of Boys?
Not yet, but everybody has been ruining it for me. I'm going to watch it this weekend.
Okay, let's do something. Me too, I haven't watched it, but like, did you watch the original one though? Yeah, I watched the first one. Okay, and that was really good. But then I'm seeing people
What platform is it out on?
Netflix.
Netflix.
Okay.
It's a Netflix
original.
Not us
advertising it.
It's fine. That's but it's funny because next week we're actually going to be talking about Nollywood. Oh my, have you guys seen Rattlesnake?
No.
Oh my, am I the only one that binges literally everything Netflix brings out?
I mean, like, I know King of Boys is a series, but like, with like movies, I have to like take my time out to watch it. Like, I don't just like watch movies like that. But like this, King of Boys, I just haven't had the chance to watch it. But
okay, you should see Rattlesnake in general, as well.
Is that a Nigerian movie as well?
Yeah, it's a Nigerian movie. I think it's a remake of an old one, kind of like Living in Bondage. But then I think that when we all watch King of Boys, and we should do an Amiibo interlude literally about it.
Okay, so in 2 weeks.
Okay. But yeah, let's do our dilemma for this week. So this one is titled, My Ex-Girlfriend's Friend is Stranded and Wants to Stay with Me for a While.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the person says, well, this is coming...
like serious people.
Honestly. The person says, well, this is coming at a time when I'm seriously single, like number one. My place is quite comfortable. I have a DSTV, a PlayStation 3. My room is always cold, all thanks to my 2-horsepower air conditioner.
Okay. Electrician, sorry.
My ex-girlfriend left me like an evil spirit. What? My ex-girlfriend left me like an evil spirit being cast out by a strong man of God. Since then, I've been lonely like Akon's debut.
Oh my gosh, why are they making so many, what do you call it?
References.
Analogies or whatever it's called. Yeah.
I work my own business with my boss and I can afford to give her $1,000 daily for feeding. The friend? Why?
I'm sorry, what?
$1,000 daily. Why? Why are you
is that not the doctor? Is that not a doctor's salary? He can hire a doctor.
What? Wait.
He can actually hire a doctor.
Okay, to come again, I work my own business. Let's try reading through it and then commenting, because a lot of this doesn't make sense. I work my own business with my boss and I can afford to give her $1,000 daily for feeding while she'll eat what she wants when she returns from work. She has work. Okay, she's quite sexy and she has lived with me and my ex last year for some weeks. The kind of job I do requires that I work all day and have lots of customers, and jobs come for me on a steady and I earn well. She's fun, like an activity of interest. She fits into something that could do well for me.
This
for
guy is quoting poetry.
Like, what is going on?
At least someone to talk with. I have prayed severely to God to help me find a life.
So wait,
girl.
So what's the problem here?
I'm coming. Let me get to the end because I don't know. who will keep me company after work hours. This looks like an opportunity. I want to take it, but I'm kind of drawing back like the hairline of someone suffering from frontal hair baldness.
This person is stressing me out.
Feeding will never be an issue, but how about my ex? How will she feel?
It doesn't matter how she feels.
It literally doesn't matter. Clearly, you said that she left you like an evil spirit leaving the body. So,
like a strong man of God.
By a strong man of God, exactly. So, I don't understand why you care how she feels. Like, do what you want to do, because clearly, you already want to do something. So, finish it.
I don't know why he's justifying all these things. He likes the babe.
Exactly.
It's quite clear that he likes
his babe, but he wants the ex back. You know, he doesn't want to cancel one chance with the other chance.
Do you think that's what's happening here?
I don't think that's what's happening.
No. So what's the problem?
I mean, think about it though. She's still friends with his ex.
Maybe he just doesn't want drama.
Yeah.
It sounds more like he doesn't want drama than anything.
Would you date your friend's ex?
Ooh.
No.
Would you live with your friend's
ex? That's a whole Amoeba interlude right there.
Okay, go ahead.
No, it's a different episode. It's not today's episode.
No. But would you? Just yes or no.
Wait, would I live with my friend's ex?
Would you date one and would you live?
I don't think I could date a friend's ex.
How about live with?
I mean, if I can't date you, why am I living with you?
Kanikpe, you are stranded.
No, surely I have other friends somewhere.
No, but this babe actually has other... There's no way she doesn't have other friends than her friend's ex-boyfriend.
Maybe the other friends do not give her 30k a month.
Okay, but why Loki, is he giving her allowance money? She said she wants to live there.
But surely this allowance money might be the thing that... I mean, you think about it, doctor salary. You know, it can be very, very...
Is there someone that wants to house me and give me feeding? Because what? I'm confused. I feel like I want to answer the dilemma, but it's confusing me.
What was confusing you there?
She says she wants to live with him, but why is he talking about allowance money? And then he's
maybe,
not saying
maybe that's part
like
of the living
an
now.
Opportunity for him. What does that mean?
An he's saying opportunity for him to make a move.
Matilda, focus. You don't focus. That's the problem.
Matilda.
I think she asked to live with him, and he has made up so many scenarios in his head.
Yeah.
She didn't ask him for feeding.
She didn't, but he can.
Wow.
Exactly. He said that you didn't ask for this, but perchance, maybe you want this one
God
too.
Maybe you can.
What no, that you ask them and they go.
Hand. Exactly. It, maybe this
kind of helper is not, because he has second agenda, but you know.
Yeah. I mean. But yeah, you guys reply to us. Oh yeah, by the way, we have a website, you guys. It's africalypsopodcast.com. You guys check it out. And when you go on there, you can go to contact and then leave us a message. So if you guys have any dilemmas or anything, send it to us and we'll address it on the Amoeba interludes. If you have any replies to our episodes as well, like what should this guy do? If you guys have any suggestions, also let us know and we might read it on the next Amoeba interlude. But yeah, we want more interaction. So you guys check out the website and interact with us. Share with your friends. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
To tell a friend.
Leave a review on iTunes, etc. Just support us, please. Patronize our business. And yeah, we'll catch you guys next week with the full episode. And you'll be surprised by our guest next week.
Ooh, dun dun dun.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Peace.